All right, welcome to Swine Time Podcast here at Pipestone. This is episode 26. I'm your host, Spencer Wayne. I'm one of the staff veterinarians here. I'm also one of the owners of the Pipestone Group, and I get the pleasure and the honor of being the host of this podcast. Today, we have two guests, Jesus Colorado and Rob Hoffmeyer. Rob Hoffmeyer is the head of a service offering that we have called Farm Team. It's one of the things that we offer to producers to help with their operations. And Jesus is the trainer that works with the folks that are involved in that. The topic of today will be TN visa talent from Mexico and how it might fit into your operations on your farm. And just a good description of what that program is to begin with, and you know how those folks come from Mexico here to the Midwest and where it might play a role in your operation. I think I stumbled through that description halfway accurately. If I made a mistake, we'll correct it on the way. So we'll start with a little bit of introduction. Rob, would you introduce yourself a little better than I just did? Where you live, how long you've been with us, things you do?
Sure. No, thanks for having us here, Spencer. So I live in Northwest Iowa, and I am a producer. I do work with the business services unit and specifically Farm Team. So Jesus and I started this adventure about a year and a half ago out of need. I would say even selfishly, maybe from my own perspective of kind of getting wore out from getting held hostage by labor, you know, just not a lot of great options in the barns that we needed managed. And when Pipestone came and said, hey, would you be interested in helping us with this project? It's like, yep, for sure. So that's when Jesus and I got introduced, and that was the kickoff there.
Okay. So the people listening to this are going to say, I got everything, but what the heck is Farm Team?
Yep.
Farm Team, I'll make a first stab at it. You figure it out beyond what I'm going to describe it and describe it to the audience. It's a service offering. So it's geared towards finishing pigs and finishing that end of the business, not the sows. So if you're a farmer, if you're one of our shareholders, you've got finishing barns and you're struggling with finding help to chore those barns and to manage them, this is where we can help. And basically providing talented labor to be on site, take care of these pigs every day, and help with all aspects of bringing them in to sending them out. I think I framed that up correctly. It's to fill the need of labor on the finishing side.
Yes, sir. Yep. Okay.
Did I miss anything?
Very good. Okay. No, I think you hit it.
Okay, Jesus. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know you're from Mexico, and you said Veracruz, but really that's all I know. Can you describe just kind of how you came up here a little bit? And then, in addition to that, would you describe what a typical TN person experiences coming up? So, you know, what the average journey is of other folks that are coming up from Mexico to work on farms in the Midwest, where they come from, their education, or maybe their family, their expectations when they come up here and what they want to get out of life here and if they go back to Mexico. Maybe describe yourself and then maybe describe what other TNs are going through.
Okay, my name is Jesus Colorado. I'm 35 years old. I've been working with Pipestone for 3 years now, 3 years and 6 months, I think. My mother, she's a doctor. My father is an engineer. I have two brothers. And right now, the trainer of the people that came from Mexico. So about that, well, a TN program is just hiring people from Mexico to come here and work. So I have a good relationship with Maximo Castillo. He is the recruiter in Mexico, and we were roommates at the university. So that's the reason why I know him. And so in the moment, Maximo sent me the resume of these guys. I just been in touch in that moment. So because living in Mexico is not easy for us, because we are living family, friends, even the food. So it's not easy. Because I know that I try to talk with those guys when they're in Mexico, so they can feel if someone gonna take care of these guys, they're gonna be alone here. So with that, it's helping a lot with my people. So for getting a visa, it's just they need to have a degree related about working with animals, like biology, veterinarians, agronomists. So they apply for a visa, and usually it's taking 2 months, because 2 weeks for coming here. And in the moment they're here, for my guys, I'm taking care of those. And they've been here for at least 4 or 8 weeks. And usually my people help me to train these guys. Some of the guys, they came here because in Mexico, there is not too many opportunities over there. And if we got opportunities, to be honest, the salary over there is not enough. Not enough for the family, not enough for one person. So they came here to provide more money to family.
Okay. So I heard a couple things there. Correct me if I screwed them up, but I want to kind of recount them and make sure that we got it. You mentioned one thing, Max Castillo. We have a recruiting office in Mexico, now you said in Puebla, in the state and a city within the state. It's also a city within the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big place.
Yeah.
So we have an office there recruiting, and we have for some time, really initially for our SAO unit, labor needs right there, but now we're using it also for GrowFinish. So Max is a recruiter.
Yep.
You work with Max.
Yeah.
You met Max at university, so you have a university background.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned that any TN person is going to have some kind of education background. You're like, I'm an animal science student, essentially, or vet science or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some qualification. You and Max were at university together.
Yes.
You said that food is a struggle. Sometimes you come to the U.S., but I don't know why, because we have Taco John's and Taco
I know. I'm just gonna leave.
Have you had the potato Olays? They're great. I don't know what's the problem. It's good. It's Mexican food, right?
Yeah. If you want me to say that, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I know one of the besides a talented labor force, when the Spanish come up, we get better food because they start opening restaurants and places. So I would say that's appreciated when you go to Mexican restaurants and that's good food. So the food. You talk about a time lag. You know, your background with your family, your mother and father are professionals. You're a professional. Is that pretty typical? The folks that come up have some family background, maybe similar to yours, maybe not. I don't know what.
Some of them. Okay. Some of them, they don't. Some of them, they are. So for me, I also have a master's degree, and also I went to PhD.
Okay.
And people have different reasons why they came here. Some of them because there are not too many opportunities. Some of them because they want to have a new experience living in another country. And for me, and Rob knows about that, I came here because I have a really, depression. So I want to start in a new country in some place that nobody knows me.
Yeah.
Because I can start for being a new Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And the problem is, doesn't matter any country you go, if you not change all the problem, you're going to carry all the problem in any country. So I came here to prove myself that I can be better and as a person, as a worker, as a human.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God I met a lot of people, nice people in Pipestone that helped me a lot, like Nicole Fulier, Lee Jordan, Nicole Pauser, Alex Lario, Massimo Castillo, and right now I have Dave Gentleman, Rock of Meyer. So for me, having all those support from these people, that's the reason why I'm here. Because to be honest, I thought I'm going to spend like 6 months being here in the USA. I'm going back to Mexico. But I'm here, to be honest, because of them, because they saw something in me that I cannot see myself.
Okay, that's a good, inspiring story. Thank you for that. So that, you know, kind of a new beginning. That's what I heard a lot from you there. I think I hear the same thing when I go to farms, sow farms, where there's quite a few TNs, new beginnings, economic opportunity. You know, I was there, but I can make better wages here. I think it's not uncommon to have your family with you as well. So I meet a lot of folks that, I live in Watertown. My wife lives in Watertown, or Groton, I guess, would be for that farm in particular. And we have 2 kids in the public school system there. And so the folks come up sometimes with families for economic opportunity, new experience also.
I had some of the, yeah. Spencer, I think it's been really cool to watch our shareholders respond to the team members' goals. You know, and that's probably a little bit unique to the Grow Finish side because a lot of our shareholders are family farmers. Mm-hmm. And when they bring a team member in, you know, they treat them like family, right? Mm-hmm. For the good most of the time. And when they understand what a team member's goal is to bring the family up, they're like all about it, right? Like, because they understand that if those goals are met, right, then that's going to create longer tenure. And, you know, they're working really hard to do that. So yeah. That's been a neat thing to observe, you know, just how the shareholders have responded in many cases.
Yeah. So kind of thinking about shareholders, how they respond, and also what the typical perception might be. I know within our solid system, we went from 5% to 40% Hispanic, really growth through the TN program. So that's culturally within our own system, it's changed a lot. But maybe the typical farmer out there is really struggling to get people to come up. But then misperceptions that occur. So you've done a good job explaining kind of your story, Jesus, on that. But I think maybe folks out there thinking, well, they're all illegal or they have fake paperwork or something. But no, that's not the case here. It's through this distinct program. Qualified individuals come up, serve that purpose, oftentimes bring their families with. I would say oftentimes become long-term residents, but not always. I think a lot of people have aspirations of going back to Mexico. And then the other thing would be, I was trying to think of what there's something else involved in all this. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say some people out there think, well, these folks come up here and they work for half the money that an American worker would work for. Well, that's not true because I know at our South Farms, it's the same. There's no difference at all. And I'm guessing with the Grow Finish side of things, it's what you would pay anybody anyway. It's not like people are coming up and working for peanuts. It's a wage that would be presented to a local worker as well.
Yeah, correct. I think from a shareholder's perspective, too, there's a lot of comfort in the fact that, you know, when the team members are deployed to their farms, they continue to be an employee of Pipestone or within MSERV. And the thing that a lot of shareholders aren't geared up to have is this HR system that, you know, offers benefits and does all these things. So there's a sense of responsibility or that box is checked when they take on, you know, their team member. They stay employee of MSERV, if you will, but they feel good about being able to offer things like work comp, you know, life insurance, health insurance, those types of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very responsible approach.
Yeah, I shouldn't blow past that because that's the thing is the guy needs help, but then now he's got to be an HR manager and he's just him and his wife or his son or, you know, somebody's there, but he's not used to doing HR things. And all of a sudden he's got to figure out benefits and how do I do this? How do I do payroll taxes for an employee? And so that's handled. Mm-hmm. That's all handled as part of this.
Yep.
Okay. So we kind of stumbled around the background of all this. We addressed the need indirectly, but the need would really be because we can't get help. Like, I can't find help for my needs on my farm, my finishing barns. I'm struggling. Can we help? And so that's the need. Just, mm-hmm. We need help to manage these things. Can you kind of lay out a typical scenario? Like, say I'm a shareholder. I've got 3 finishing barns on a couple sections of land right where I farm. I raise corn and beans. And my kids, maybe they left and went off and didn't want to stay home and farm, and I'm stuck without really having much help. I need some help. And I'm a shareholder in one of the Pipestone units, and I get bids every so many weeks, and I need help. Mm-hmm. That would be the setup. How would somebody fit into my program like that?
Sure. So the way we like to approach that when we start there is that, you know, we'll just have an initial interview, try to lay out some of the basics, kind of like we're doing here, you know, with farm team. You know, what is the offering? And then, you know, the ask after that's done there is to give us a job description. So we have a really good target of what type of person you're looking for. Because where that becomes important is when Jesus, when the new recruits come up and he's working with them, you know, we can target certain things. And we've had certain requests, like one operation just wanted an individual to do market selection. So we had them mainly work in, you know, selecting market pegs, you know, loading and sorting and, you know, just running that process so that they could drive their CV, their coefficient of variation, you know, as low as possible. And I would say because of the educational background, like our team members get it. They know how to, you know, make the numbers work. They know how to select the right pegs, and they did a bang up job for that operation. So, you know, that job description is really important because it creates good expectations for the farm and it creates good expectations for the team member. You know, so we have something to reference back to.
Is there a minimum hour requirement? Let's say the farm that I just described. I need somebody for 20 hours a week, not for full 40. Is there, what is the limits either up or down on that, what you're going to be able to work with?
Yeah, very, very good question. So what we've chosen to do is, you know, there's a lot of requests because the industry has evolved into, hey, will you take care of this barn for so many dollars a pig space? Or this is the set dollars, you know, and then you can go take care of this guy's barn and this guy's barn. Well, we've shied away from that structure, if you will, to say, we want you to take this team member on as part of your operation. You know, they remain a Pipestone employee, but you're going to direct their activities. So again, this job description becomes important. And that work week kind of revolved around a 45-hour give or take type of work week. So they're really your full, we call them an FTE or a full-time employee to manage and to, you know, utilize as you see best for your operation. Now we do have a couple operations where they would share an employee or maybe even a pod of employees.
Okay.
So there's variations of it, but as they are, you know, deployed, they're deployed as a full-time employee, which will get split out either amongst several operations or just utilized in a operation.
So that's specifically the pigs, at least as the primary. Can they also end up doing harvest work in the fall? I have no idea what the other split out might be on what they do during the day. Or is it just going to be pigs?
Yeah. You know, there's always gray areas in farming, and, you know, the drive or the main goal of what their duties would be working with pigs, because that has to match up with the whole process, if you will. So,
So primarily pigs, gray areas off to the side.
Yep.
What about housing and vehicles and things like that? Is that, hope I'm not touching, my goal's like lay out what it is and find out for myself partly too, but does the farmer provide housing? Does he just have to facilitate it but doesn't have to provide it? How does that work?
Oh, great questions, because this is a typical farm team first interview, right? I would say, you know, all the things that we're touching on here. So, you know, when the team members first get up here, the first thing that they apply for is a social security number. And when we can get the social security number and jump in if you want Jesus on any of this, then we can go ahead and try to get them a driver's license.
And bank account.
Yep, and bank account.
And also a cell phone from here.
Yep, so just a lot of things. You know, we try to check those boxes within those first 4 weeks that they're there. Sometimes it gets to be a push to get that all done.
And then the housing, does that become a big issue or is it manageable? How do you do it?
It's a case-by-case situation. So we always like to, in the initial interview with the client, you know, we'll say, okay, where would you like your team member to live? And if you would like to have some influence on that, we would love your help with this. So between that ask, HR does help us, you know, try to originate some housing. You know, we try to find something that fits the budget, if you will, and then also fits the geography of where they want them to live. And the team member is expected to rent the house, you know, or rent the apartment or rent where they're living.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so in that sense, with some handholding, they end up being an independent person. It's not like you've got an exchange student living with you that you've got to take to the family functions and everything. This could be as friendly as you want to be, but essentially it's a respectful employee-employee relationship.
Yep.
Relationship where the employee, in this case, the TM person's got vehicle and housing covered, at least to the farm, and that is not an obligation of the producer then at that point,
correct,
other than what they want to.
Yep. However much they would like to be involved. And a lot of times we find they're very gracious in that respect where they'll pitch in and help. And
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Then if the person shows up, they report directly to the farmer during the day, throughout the daily set of tasks. Like, I got to do this. The farmer's given them direction. You know, they're an MSERV employee. That's the benefits. It's all handled by essentially by Pipestone. But the employee reports directly to the farmer. They're just like a regular employee might be there, but all the benefits and the payroll, that's handled by Pipestone, correct?
Correct.
And if there's problems, the recourse for the producer or for the farmer is to say, hey, I'm having trouble with this guy, or language or something would come up. The recourse is to go to one of you guys probably and say, hey, I'm struggling here. Can you help me out and I got to make this better?
Yeah. I'd say Jesus. Primarily Jesus. You know, we've tag teamed some things together, but if you want to speak to that, Jesus, I think you've done a nice job of even being proactive, right? As you get deeper and deeper into it, and we're pushing on close to 30 members out there, you know, there's just things that come up. So, yeah.
So, one of the example is working with Hispanic guys that they already have and having a new guy, team members. It's like they're gonna think they're gonna, these guys are gonna take their jobs. So I started, before of that, I started talking with the other guys, not family members, the other guys say, hey, we just came here to help. You need all the operation in here. So we came here just to help. And also my people, they know, they came here working as a team. That's important. So, with that in mind, the other people start to thinking, well, maybe it's not like the others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's I just want to kind of preface that a little bit with a recent offering that we've kind of kicked the tires on here, Spencer, which we call On Your Farm Training. So when we deploy them versus just showing up and dropping them off and saying, hey, good luck, you know, the farmer can actually hire Jesus for a day, right? And it's a steal of a deal because he's excellent at being able to read, you know, the going-ons of the operation. And then if you have other team members to meld in, to fold in, you know, he's spent anywhere between 1 and 3 days on farm just to kind of be proactive, right? To say, how could this go?
Well, yeah, so you just mentioned two things, and you hit on one of them right there is, you know, you show up, and then there's family-employee dynamics already going on.
Yep.
And here's this new guy that shows up. Culturally different probably from what's there. Maybe not sometimes. But sometimes. And so, like, who's this guy? What's going on? So making sure that's smooth is an important deal. And then you mentioned it also, a team. So if there's farm team members that show up, they know, I'm going to put words in your mouth, but team effort on the farm they go to. Plus also there's other farm team members that may be interplaying as well. And so there's no, I'm isolated by myself doing this thing. It's, right. It's integrated into whatever the operation is. Has to be some kind of a multi-person interactive team going on. Mm-hmm. Correct? Is that right?
Yeah, and we've even had operations where they've recruited their own, you know, TN workers via another company, and then they just show up. Well, it's on them to train them, and, you know, the guys get in the barn for the first day, and it's like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, those folks have given us feedback that it's nice to receive a team member that kind of knows what they're in for, right? They're willing to grit it out a little bit as we get through this acclimation period, and then they settle in, and usually things go fine after that.
Okay. Did we miss anything?
I think we hit the highlights, you know, and I'll just speak from a producer's perspective is that, you know, it's been, I'm going to call it revolutionary, right, in our operation for the barns that we need managed. You know, to have somebody that wants to show up, has a smile on their face, you know, not that we don't put a few frowns on their faces once in a while, but, you know, just shows up every day, does an excellent job. You know, our production has found another level, and it's just been a great situation for us.
The success of farm team is because I taking care of these guys when they come, and I expect from the owners to take care of my guys, because if the owners take care of the guys going to take care of the bees. And that's a really good, that's the reason why farm team is doing really good.
Okay. And then I've not experienced farm team, but I have experienced a lot of TN folks that come up to the south farms we manage. And it's been, I would say, very enjoyable for me. And I've watched it happen. The training is good. The HR piece is good. The integration into the farm and the community, I think it's been good every time I've seen it. It's been a good experience of what I've seen, which is the south farms. And that's really, up to now, been my only experience with TNBs. But now on the Grow Finish side, your program, I wish you all the luck. Hope it goes well. And I should wrap up with saying, you know, if anybody listening to this has questions, they should contact Rob. And I don't know, you can find Rob's information probably on the website. But Rob, if you want to give your email or anything, tell me how to contact you. What's the best way?
Yeah, so email is rob.hoffmeyer@pipestone.com.
Okay.
And telephone number 712-348-1006.
Okay.
And call anytime.
All right. And if you forget that, just call the Pipestone main line and ask for Rob. Somebody will get you Rob's number or email. You can get a hold of Rob. That is it. I appreciate you guys being here. I think we covered the topic well. We also want to thank our listeners and invite you all back to listen to our next Swine Time podcast here at Pipestone.
Swine Time Podcast was created for the pork industry and individual pork producers around the country. Hosted by Dr. Spencer Wayne with the Pipestone Veterinary Services, the podcast contains pork industry news, advancements in animal care, and how to enhance your productivity. Monthly podcasts are available on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Anchor, and on www.pipestone.com.